one of the city's most prolific and artsy photographer. Yeah? Yeah. But he has other lives, past lives, future lives, all kinds of lives. And he used to perform quite a bit on spoken word. Put your hands together for Liv Norman. Yeah.
Hello. It's been years. It's been a few years since I've done this. And so I wrote a poem, a new one. Maybe I'll do this new one, and if there's enough time, thanks, Paul, then I'll maybe read it from an old-fashioned one there. This poem is like a poem. This simile is like a metaphor. 3, 2, 1. That was a stupid joke. Let me start again. This word is like a sentence. Life is a glass of wine at sunrise. Life is a box of chocolates. Life is apparently full of food analogies. Life is what you get when you spell my name incorrectly. Poetry is life. Poetry is climbing the stairs slowly in the dark. Climbing the stairs slowly in the dark is a ritual that binds us all together, where we can walk a mile in each other's shoes and then have a glass of wine at sunrise. Life is a poem about being in some Polish guy's living room in Winnipeg. Yeah. A Polish guy is like a simile where a literary device decides not to turn on the lights and then falls down the stairs. I mean, he like falls down the stairs. Let me start again. A poem is not over until it says it is over. A poem is about life. Don't give up hope. Don't let the bastards grind you down. Don't leave baked goods outside in a cloudburst. Don't be another brick in a wall. Don't use cliches, be camp or kitschy, even if you do have a poetic license to kill. Do love your neighbor. Do pick up litter. Read that book. Write that book. Dream the dream. Write that poem about your racist, adopted, lesbian father who beat you and was never there and was poor but had a heart of gold and found love and beauty in the tiny pink curl of a budding prairie crocus. Crocus. Dream the poetry dream. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. The nail that sticks up gets hammered down. There's no such thing as a free lunch, and the best things in life are free. Let me start again. Life is a poem. It's about trying to get it right, not stopping until you just get it right. It's a light bulb that is just about to burn out, but still gives off light. It's a freshly sharpened knife. It's realizing that clouds can look like kinetic sculptures. It's that odd emotion you have in Safeway when you realize you just walked into somebody's recently emitted fart gas. It's loving the contradiction. It's owning the nonsense. It's throwing the sandbags off the hot air balloon. It's a group of friends around a Canadian campfire drinking beer up in the mountains and singing Sweet Caroline on a beat-up acoustic guitar with signatures all over it like a broken leg, and the stars look down on them and smile. And then a Polish guy walks out of the woods and asks if any of them want to buy a used motorcycle. Life is a used motorcycle. Let me start again. Girls are awesome. They make amazing noises if you touch them incorrectly on purpose. Let me start again. Poetry is a dictionary thrown through a window. First there is a loud crash, and then you go get a broom. Poetry is a spoiled ballot. It makes the punk voter feel righteous, but doesn't really do any good because the system is designed to ignore it. Poetry is a freshly shaven clown lying naked on your kitchen table. It's creepy and generally disrupts breakfast. Poetry is that feeling when you get, the feeling you get when all the words are put in all the proper places and will make you feel like you are in the center of the universe. All is right with the world, and it spins around us like a deaf dancer, and the pivot of the cosmos is in a living room in Winnipeg, about 20 feet away from a used motorcycle. Yeah, that's nice. I know it's time to stop talking now, because the poem doesn't want to let me start again.